So I thought I'd get you all to close your eyes now. Just do a little exercise. So Viveka's been saying in the meditations this question, what is happening now? So just see, are you breathing? Are you aware of your breathing? Are you aware of your body on the chair? And what are you thinking about? And try not to judge it. Don't think, oh, I'm distracted. Just think, oh, I'm thinking about lunch, or I'm bored, or whatever. Just note the thoughts. And just allow it to change. Okay. So I think we can actually do this sort of thing a lot in our daily life. Just ask ourselves, what's happening now? What am I thinking about? Am I aware of my breath? I mean, it's shocking when you start doing it how often you're not aware of your breath. Am I aware of my body? And you realise you're very tense. You know, is my face relaxed? Are my hands relaxed? Is my throat relaxed? Just ask ourselves these questions. And then that will help us stay with whatever's going on. And just notice if we're judging it, and noticing it if we're thinking it's bad and I shouldn't be doing this or that. Just let it be as it is and learn from that experience. We can learn a lot about ourselves by where our mind goes. So if we discover when we do this sort of exercise, we discover we're always thinking about the same sorts of things, then we can learn, oh, that's a tendency I've got. That's what my mind does. And that's very good information that we can then work on. So obviously, crucially, I think, in the spiritual life, it is in sitting meditation, in formal meditation, that we get an unparalleled opportunity to train ourselves to do this sort of inquiry. I was thinking, in a way, meditation is a bit like a laboratory situation, because we go into the meditation space, we close our eyes, we reduce the input from the senses, we don't move about, and we're in a quiet place, and we stay still, and we try to create the conditions where we can simply be with our experience in a naked and undistracted way. That's probably not possible any other time, actually, because any other time there's always going to be some kind of sensory input. And I think for me, when I'm doing this kind of investigation and meditation, just of who am I, what am I thinking, what am I feeling, what's happening now, I find it really helpful to think of letting go. But I think for some people, the phrase being present might be more helpful. So I think we can use either of those phrases, either letting go or being present with our experience in the moment. And just allow it to continually come into being and pass away, and just notice all the times that we tighten around it and react to things and fix things, and then just let it go. And just practice this art of being with change in the moment.